The history of bestowing the title of doctor upon members of a church goes back to the ancient Christian world. People like St. Thomas Aquinas, doctor of philosophy, St. Teresa of Avila, doctor of mysticism, all were people who contributed to the community to such a degree that they were honored with the title of doctor or teacher. Today, in continuation of this ancient tradition, in our own Unitarian Universalist fashion, we are proud and honored to be celebrating those in our community who have endured, who have gained wisdom, who have inspired us, who have grown to be pillars that support this institution in many ways. Today, we are honored to be celebrating our doctors of durability within this community. May we find inspiration in the works of these people who, having reached a certain age, have gained experiences that are valuable to us. May we be open to them passing these teachings on to us. At this time, I would like to ask Deborah Schmidt and Lindsay Lamb to come forward. For those in our community who have reached the age of 80 years old and proved to be durable and steadfast within this community, we do bestow the title of Doctor of Durability. If the following people would please indicate as you can, and we will give you your certificate. Marin Fisher. Dean Flint. Phyllis Whiteman. For those in our community who have gained just a little more wisdom and knowledge, we honor with the title of Doctor of Durability, cum laude, is Martha Crow and Marion Thompson. I was not sure if either of them would be here today, but I wanted to read their names for all of you and also to extend our appreciation with applause, even though they're not here. And for those who have gained just a little bit more wisdom than the last group and helped to shepherd us into the future we know today, we bestow the title of Doctor of Durability, magna cum laude, upon Grace Ulp, and Mark Woodbury, who unfortunately could not join us today. To all of these people, our doctors of this church, we owe a debt. The work that they have done in this world, in this community, has made it possible for us to not only be here today, but also possible so that we may continue to move forward boldly into the future. May we remember their example always and also congratulate them, for they are our doctors. Thank you. At this time, I would like to invite Grace Ulp to share a few words of reflection with us.
For those of you who fear that we are in for a 30-minute chat about the history of the church, no. There are two histories, one from up to the 70s by Merv Hasselman, on our website. There is an anecdotal history that Kay Farewell and I collected together with the memories of 50 or 60 of our members. The anecdotal history is also on the website. Feel free. So, 90. I've been a member since 1952. My husband Bill was chair of the building council when this church building was built. My three daughters were raised here with RE help, and active in it for all but their teen years. And I've done a lot of things here in almost all of the church interest areas. Administration for a while. The longest was singing in the choir since 1961. But at 90, what is now important to me? Like Bonaro Overstreet, what do I choose to feel the stubborn ounces of my weight? What kind of a world do we want? Who will ask my questions? Who will speak for me when I'm gone? My kids? If I've raised them right, they will have their own questions and answers. My tribe? My church? What will help us bend toward a better, kindlier, more humane world? What will keep my church healthy? I don't want it to compost away up here on the hill. I turned to endowment, which lasts, and started a building maintenance fund to keep a house for my tribe, to ask the important questions. I recommend this answer to you. The things you care about are important and should go on being important. I hope my endowment gift can help keep the building the world we want.
So one of the things about being in a community that is so awesome is that sometimes you make mistakes. And when that happens, there are people to help you fix those mistakes. And it has just been brought to my attention that one person who had a milestone birthday this year was not recognized. And I want to say first that I am sorry for overlooking your name. But I also want to acknowledge Dorothy Hertzberg is one of our doctors of durability, cum laude.
So it is the tradition of this church to share our offerings with the larger community, and today our offering will be shared with the Impact Fund. And we will now have the offering. We could rise and dedicate our offering and ourselves to the ministry of this congregation, loving community, inspire spiritual growth, and lives of integrity, joy, and service.
There's one of those ancient books that says something like, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. Today we have heard some of the voices of individuals in this community, each in their own season of life, their own season of growth. Some of us are getting ready to disembark from this community, to go forth to new possibilities, whatever those may be. Some of us are just joining this community and discovering what a place like this can be in our lives. Still, others are seeking to pass on their wisdom so that what they learned will not be lost. No matter where you are, whatever season or time you may be in, I hope that this place, that this is a place where you are able to draw strength and inspiration, to be comforted and comfort, to be reminded you are alive, even in times of sorrow and grief. In a few short weeks now, my time with all of you as your intern will draw to a close. This seems like a bit of a surreal experience to me. I keep looking around and asking myself, where'd all the time go? As I look back on where I am today and where I was when I came to you all, there's one thing I know for certain. I have changed. I have been changed by you. When I got here, I was a little shyer. I wasn't as willing to speak when my opinion contradicted other people. I kind of avoided conflict. Not that conflict is fun, but being here has taught me what ministry is. It means not shying away when there's a conflict. It means helping to bring people together. It means being confident, not arrogant, but confident, willing to voice your opinion because your opinion has value. I hope that in my time here, that each of you in some way has learned just a little bit, because I know I've learned a lot. If there's one thing that this year I think has prepared me for the most, however, it's getting ready to set out into the unknown, into the uncertainty that lies ahead of me as I return to seminary and finish the path towards fellowship. This year I've learned a lot about uncertainty. Not knowing how my first sermon would turn out, or how the stewardship campaign with my help would be led, or really any number of things. But now I feel less anxiety around those uncertain times. And it's because of all you. It's because of this community. I'll carry this teaching with me as I go forth. And you should be proud to know that this church is part of my ministry. Our stories have merged together. We're cut of the same cloth. No matter where I go in life, I carry you with me. No matter where any of us go in life, we carry each other. Before I close today, I'd like to just take a moment and say thank you. Thank all of you. You challenged me and supported me. You nurtured me and pushed me. Sometimes you let me cry on your shoulder or cried on mine. And that experience has changed me. You trusted me and took me in. And now as I go forth, I hope to be able to do a little of this for other people in my life. You changed me, and I'm grateful for that. Amen, and blessed be. And one other thing. If you would please rise in body and or spirit and join us in singing, Turn, Turn, Turn.